casting. And with that very, very familiar theme, here we are on a Tuesday edition of Swap Shop with myself and Brother Daniel Nicholson. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Sitting in.
Sitting in.
For Brother Eddie Connor. Sitting in for.
We kind of just play musical chairs around here. Yeah.
Just so you know, it does take two people to fill in for Miss Christie. Well, she does do a lot around here, and we're thankful for her. Continue praying for her and recover for all of that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm glad she was able to come on the air yesterday.
Yes.
And share her gratitude and appreciate folks still praying for her so that God would restore her voice. You know, I mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but for those of us who pretty much, you know, that's what we are. I mean, that's our personality. That's our character. People know us for our voice. And so, whether you're a singer or whether you're a preacher or whether you're, here on the radio, however, your voice is a very important part of your life.
Sure.
And I know that when there have been times that I've lost my voice to various things, and it's just kind of, I hate it because, you just feel like you can't sing and you can't talk and you're just having a hard time. And, you know, when that's a big part of your life, it can be a little overwhelming. And so do continue to pray God would strengthen her voice and those muscles will get all strengthened back up so she can move her vocal cords.
Sure.
But, again, we're thanking the Lord for the prognosis and good news from that she shared yesterday that there was no cancer.
Amen.
And we praise God for that. We've certainly got a lot of other requests that we're continuing to pray for. We got some that are bereaved today, and we got some that were called in yesterday asking for prayer for an unspoken request and also a job situation too. So we're praying that God would help you in those things. I appreciate folks praying for our revival down at the church. God's really moving in that.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for the altars were full last night, and thanking God for the touch of the Lord in these meetings. And so you help us pray. We got it tonight and tomorrow night for Brother Adam Edwards is preaching down at Crossroads. And if you can come be with us, we'd love to have you.
Amen.
And so, if you can't, pray for the meeting. Pray that God would stir in a mighty, mighty way.
Amen.
What we got going on today? I think we've got a couple of things I know you wanted to mention.
Well, as far as prayer requests, just continue on that line. We did get a message in from a local pastor. He needs some prayer.
Okay.
Got some things going on.
Amen.
And then spoke with just briefly yesterday, Pastor Scott Dodson. So remember his wife, Miss Jackie, in prayer as she continues to recover. Thank you for praying for her.
Yeah.
As everything is going well in that. And then let's start off with the weather.
Well, you know, a lot of let me just remind folks that, they've kind of listed, it's going to be late tonight after late dark. It starts getting dark about 8:30 now. And so they're looking for these thunderstorms To fire up, because we're so hot outside today, and with the humidity that's behind it and with the temperatures already in place, we're going to see the possibility of some severe thunderstorms. I'm looking at some cells over toward Nashville right now. Some of those cells actually contain hail over in that area. Some had some pretty large hail, about an inch and a half earlier. Now that system is still moving off toward our northeast, but as I pan out here a little bit more, a lot of this moisture that's going to come hitting us later on this evening is still yet to kind of get its formation, but it is coming, and there is the slight chance, especially I saw over in the western part of the state, Swain, Graham, those areas, that the possibility is, it's a moderate risk, which is like a level 3 out of 5.
Right.
That you could see some damaging winds,
sure,
some hail, and even the possibility of some tornadic activity.
Yes.
We did have that real early this morning there in the extreme northwestern portions of Virginia, where there was some reports of some hail, as well as some straight line winds from some systems move through there that come out of the Ohio Valley this morning. So,
well, we do need the rain.
We need the rain.
As I was coming out of the driveway this morning, it was dust and dust and dust, and the flowers are starting to wilt just a little bit. Those that have already bloomed. The grass that we've planted needs some rain. I'm tired of watering it.
Yeah.
you know, Henry is doing a... If you want to keep them busy,
right,
and Henry needs to water the grass, we, instead of giving him a water hose to where he gets muddy and everything else but the grass gets wet,
yeah,
we give him a squirt bottle.
Right.
Yeah, little spray bottle.
There you go.
A little spritzer.
Yeah.
So the grass does get sprayed eventually.
Yeah.
we're praying for the rain.
We do need it. Yeah, and of course, I saw where they've been battling some wildfires and over toward the eastern part of the state with some pretty significant. I think over in Leicester yesterday, they had a 70-acre fire.
Well, they had
over there.
Yes,
well,
that was on the news. Sunday, mm-hmm, during Easter, they were having to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So hopefully they'll get some relief from these storms, and you know, we'll. Hopefully the wind event may not be as severe. We're praying that it won't be.
Right.
But behind this is the big story.
Okay.
Okay. And the reason why they're saying that, because I'm looking at the backside of this thing that's coming down from us, and the temperatures are going to drop dramatically.
Ooh, I'm looking at it too. Wow.
So the dramatic side of this is that, I mean, it's snowing. It is snowing up in north of Kansas City. It's going to swing across Illinois and across into the Ohio Valley. That system is going to help push that cold front in our direction.
Keep the jacket out.
Yeah. We're talking to some of the – now, this is the highest elevations, they're saying. The highest elevations could potentially see some snow. That's what they were saying Wednesday night, Thursday. But that is the very highest as the remnants of this front pushes on through, and there's still enough moisture in the air to maybe even see some white stuff in the highest elevations.
The National Weather Service, it says for Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, the system that we're talking about has already moved out.
Right.
And for Thursday, the high. Well, let me read it to you.
Yeah.
Partly sunny. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
With a high. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Near 51.
Yeah, that's a 30-degree departure from today.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay, so, let's scroll back up.
Mm-hmm.
This afternoon, with a high near 82.
Yeah.
So a 31-degree temperature swing in 2 days.
Yeah. So
ain't that great?
And we're going to go from, I mean, I walked out this morning at my house. It was 67 degrees. 67 degrees when I walked out of my house. And when I got here, it was only 64. So, you know, the idea that we're going to swing from 64, roughly, down to below freezing. I mean, we're going to be below freezing, right at freezing Thursday night, below freezing Friday night, below freezing Saturday night.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we, even though we may not stay there long, you know, hopefully it won't, because we've got apple blooms are out. We've got peach blooms that are out. We've got all of this stuff. And so hopefully That won't get nipped this weekend. We're going to be back into the 50s for highs, lows at night in the 30s, and we won't see 60s again till Monday. So anyway, it's the yo-yo. We're on, it's springtime.
It is.
And that's just the way it rolls here in the spring of the year.
Well, in the matters of traffic, affects us all. Most or parts of I-26 between Hendersonville and Asheville is going to be closed several nights this week. I don't know if you mentioned this.
Early this morning, yeah.
All right. Contractors for the North Carolina DOT is going to close sections of I-26 West no earlier than 7 p.m. on Monday, started last night, through Thursday nights from U.S. 25, which is exit 44, mm-hmm. through exit U.S. 64, exit 49. Drivers are going to be detoured along the Asheville Highway, which is 25 to 64 and back out to I-26. The crews are going to shift into new concrete from Clear Creek Road over to U.S. 64.
Yay. You get to ride on the new stuff.
Again, traffic lights will remain green longer for the detours to accommodate additional I-26 traffic.
Okay.
Overnight closures, and both sections should reopen by 6 a.m.
Wow.
So,
well, they're moving along.
They are.
They are moving along, I have to say. Give them good credit. You know, they're about ready to wrap up the Parkway Bridge.
Yep.
I mean, that's together. They're waiting. You know, they had what amazes me, when I've been kind of following this thing a little bit, the issue is that, you know, they have to relax the bridge. And I said, well, what does that mean?
Okay.
You know, this, if you ever seen them, if you've been paying attention and watching them put this thing together, it's hollow in the middle.
Yes.
Well, in the center of that, where they run these cables, they're like, it's kind of like, best thing I could say is that anyone that's ever had braces.
Yeah.
You know, and they go in, and you know, your orthodontist goes in and, you know, they tighten those wires, you know,
right,
to create tension on the braces so it lines everything up.
Sure.
Well, and then there's a process to where you have to loosen that tension, you know, to be able to take the braces off one of those, you know, hopefully when it gets ready for those to come off. Hmm. Same way it is with this bridge. That's the best way they can explain it, is that they let the tension off so it'll actually relax, so they can put that last section in, and then they pour in place in the expansion joints. So those are expansion joints.
Sure.
But they've been doing the approaches on either side, getting the landscaping and the paving and all that stuff up to the bridge.
Flowers.
And they'll have that. Yeah, it's gonna be nice. I don't know what they, you know. I'm sure that they'll have, the parkway will have some kind of
deer sign,
special name. Yeah, I know you. That's where you were headed, because someone mentioned that yesterday. You know about. Yeah, yeah. They weren't no deer cross. There maybe not be no deer crossing signs up there.
Well, anyhow, moving to South Carolina, their DOT, they're going to have some upcoming temporary lane closures between Lawrence and Newberry on I-26.
Okay.
April 15th, they're going to have about a one-month traffic rerouting on marker 65 in Lawrence County to mile marker 83 in Newberry County during the closures. They're going to be working on two bridges that are being rehabilitated as a part of this project.
Yeah.
Indian Creek and the Palmetto Trail Bridge. So plan accordingly for that.
Well, staying with the traffic theme and the DMV theme, DMV sent out a notice now that, you know, they've back in whenever COVID and all was going on, you had to make an appointment to go to the DMV.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then they relaxed that a little bit and said you could make morning appointments and then the afternoon was walk-ins.
Yes, I remember. All right.
But this past February, the DMV said, listen, people weren't keeping up with their appointments.
Okay.
33%.
Oh, wow.
Of people who made appointments were no-shows.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Not good.
They were made, I guess, you know, it says right here, now this is what the DMV says, these are not my words, 33% of in no-shows on top of deceptive appointments that people made with no intention of showing up for their scheduled time. They just made them. And so that being said, what they did was make a change in their appointment procedure.
Sure.
Meaning that once you make your appointment, you now have to put in your email address and phone number.
Okay.
And in the process, you will be sent multiple confirmation requests to assure that you don't miss the appointment. So this is how it'll work. 15 minutes after scheduling your appointment, you will receive a correspondence that will confirm you have scheduled your appointment and you plan on being there. You have to like click yes, I plan on being there. 4 days before your appointment, you will receive a reminder text or email, which you will have 24 hours to reconfirm your appointment. If you do not reconfirm your appointment within that 24 hours, now get this. If you still miss your appointment, you will not be charged a no-show fee, but you will lose that appointment and have to reschedule. So,
how are they charging a no-show fee? I was going to say that they need to take your credit card number.
There is a no-show fee that if you make an appointment and you cancel it, if you make an appointment and you're a no-show,
they're going to charge you.
They're going to charge you.
Put points on
it. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, obviously they've got your driver's license number. They can do something with that.
Well, I mean,
they
could. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Put a point on your license or a half a point or I don't know.
So, anyhow, and depending on how, and of course, now they're also saying they have launched new kiosk systems in Charlotte, Raleigh, and Fayetteville, so you can go ahead and renew if you're eligible,
right,
to renew at those locations. And they're saying, depending on that one, Asheville could see those kiosks by the end of this year or the beginning of 2025. So you'd be able to go to Asheville and renew your driver's license at a kiosk.
Coming soon
to a city near you. All right. But the DMV also has walk-ins in the afternoons to free up mornings, as I mentioned, for the appointments. So anyway, that just some info for you. And I thought this was interesting. Let me just throw this quickly before we move on.
Sure.
Over in Waynesville, they've got a problem. And the city police are going to deal with it. Because in the city of Waynesville, police have said that they are seeing an increase, a spike is what they call it, for drivers not stopping for stop school buses.
Hey, that, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is one that kind of just jumped out at me because I used to do this partly as a little side job.
Yep.
And they're reminding drivers that these laws are there for a reason.
Yep.
And they are to protect children at all costs. And that's why they're reminding drivers of what the law says. And so these violations, sometimes, you know, they say that they're having at least 4 or 5 a week.
No.
4 or 5 of these incidents that happen a week. And so they're saying here that, you know, it's for the most part, it's distracted driving and it's confusion over the law. All right. So let me just go over quickly.
I understand the second.
Yeah.
The first one is ridiculous.
The first one is, you know, there's no reason why, you know, that you got to put the cell phone down.
Right.
You've got to, you know, there's no reason for distracted driving whatsoever. You know, it's bad enough that other things that are outside your vehicle that are going to distract you.
Yes.
You have to keep your eyes on. But you don't need to add to that. Okay?
Go ahead with them.
But the issue is, the confusion, most of the time people understand that you got to stop on a two-lane road.
Yes.
Okay, if it's two lanes and you see a bus stop and it's got its lights and its arm out, most people understand that. The problem is it comes when there's a middle turning lane on the road.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, let me just read straightly from them. It says, you know, both sides will stop if there's just one lane, a turning lane, and another lane. So basically, that's a three-lane highway.
Three lanes.
If you got a turn lane and you got single lane of traffic in opposite directions and a turning lane,
right,
everybody stops. But if there are two lanes, if there are two and a turning lane, okay, meaning if you got two lanes of traffic going one way, two lanes of traffic going the opposite way, and a turning lane, then only the side where the bus is has to stop.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. So again, The officers are saying there, when in doubt, and it's safe to do so, if you're not sure and it's safe to do so, just go ahead and stop, because they'd rather you stop than run over a kid.
Yes.
Okay. But
100 times.
All right. So that being said, if there is two lanes of traffic with a middle turn lane, two lanes going in opposite directions and a middle turn lane. So in other words, a 5-lane highway.
Right.
The one with the bus on it is the side that has to stop.
Yes.
Everyone else can continue opposite. And we were always told, we don't let kids cross 5 lanes of traffic. I never, as a bus driver, if I had to go a mile or two out of my way to turn around and drop them off coming back the other way, that's what we did. Okay. But that being said.
Yes.
All right. But I wanted to get to this and then let you know, violating these laws
yes.
is a serious consequence.
Yes, sir.
The first offense carries a mandatory $500 fine and 5 points on your driver's license.
Isn't it 7 and they take your license?
Now, that's the second offense.
Go ahead.
Could lead to a suspension.
Yes.
Of a license for a year. So
a lot of people in Waynesville going to walk.
First offense, mandatory. It's an automatic $500 fine.
Sure.
And 5 points. The second offense could lead to suspension of your driver's license for a year. So, folks over in Waynesville, when you see the buses, I'll say everywhere.
Everywhere.
See a bus stop, you need to stop.
Everywhere.
Period.
Well, a lot of people that might be walking more are people that have Hyundais and Kias.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little segue there.
Yeah.
So, if you remember back in September, Hyundai and Kia issued a recall of 3.4 million vehicles in the United States, with an ominous warning that the vehicles should be parked outdoors and away from buildings because they risk catching fires, whether the engines were on or off.
Yeah. My goodness.
Well, now that we're 6 months later, most of those autos remain on the road, unrepaired, and putting their owners, their families, and potentially other people in dangers of fire spread to garages, houses, and other vehicles.
Yeah.
Hyundai and Kia acknowledge that there is little hope of repairing most of the affected vehicles until June or later, roughly 9 months after the announced recalls. And yes, the two companies are operating independently. The companies attributed the delays in part to the huge number of vehicles involved, and the fires, they say, have occurred when brake fluid leaked onto the circuit boards of the anti-lock braking systems, triggering an electrical short and igniting the fluid. Companies say they've been unable to obtain enough of the needed parts, fuses and different things to fix those affected by the vehicles. So,
yeah,
some more people that might be walking. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Now, if you're walking, you might be hearing some things in the next little while. Billions, if not trillions, of two groups of noisy cicadas. Remember those bugs
that
attach themselves, attach their exoskeletons onto the trees?
Yeah.
They're expected to emerge from the underground in 17 U.S. states this month in a rare natural phenomenon not seen since 1803.
Yeah.
And I'm skimming down to see... of course, these bugs, these insects are not harmful to humans, pets, or households, gardens, or crops. As a matter of fact, they're a valuable food source for birds and different mammals. I don't see the different states that they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hear that their noise, you might hear it a little bit louder this year.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of driving... This was in the news.
Okay.
I asked Miss Christie if there was a reason for this article.
Okay. Yeah.
She told me no, it was just because it was in the news.
Okay.
You ever been driving along and you just suddenly see these flashing lights behind you?
Well, yeah, of course. I've been there, done that.
Yeah, I have too.
Yeah. It happens. It just happens.
It happens, and it's mostly my fault.
It happens to the best of us.
You get nervous. Hands start sweating.
Yeah.
Heart begins to palpitate a little faster.
A little bit.
These are all normal responses to what happens.
Right.
Apparently, what's happening is just normal.
Yeah.
If you get pulled over, hoping that you don't.
Yeah.
But if you get pulled up, don't wait.
Yeah.
Do not exit the vehicle.
No.
Do not hide your hands.
No.
Don't reach for any items in your vehicle.
No.
And don't panic.
Don't panic.
Just try to remain calm.
Yeah.
They said take deep breaths. Stay calm as possible. Follow the instructions that are given to you. When you roll down your window to speak to the officer, let the officer start talking first. Don't argue. Be compliant with the request that the officer gives.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie. Don't give any false information or documentation, or this ain't in here, or expired documentation.
There you go. Yeah.
Expired documentation.
Right.
Make sure your insurance is up to date and you haven't left your new information, new insurance information on the coffee table,
right?
Not in your glove box or wherever you keep it.
Yeah,
and give all that to the police officer.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and I saw this too. I thought that as you bring up an interesting point, you know, a lot of people store that stuff on their phone now. You know, they keep their insurance information on their phone. You know, and sometimes they'll even document it and keep the registration and stuff on their phone. Listen, I just say this. Phone batteries go dead.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, trying to hunt for something in a hurry, especially trying to find a document or something on your phone in a hurry, that's, you know, it's not the best time to try to locate those documents.
Right.
You know, have the hard copies. That's why they still issue them.
Yes.
They still issue you a paper copy, and they still issue a paper insurance card.
Yes.
To put it in your vehicle, and put it in a place where you can readily have it available when it happens. Because, you know, it happens to the best of us.
Now, the case is what the officers are supposed to have that in their vehicle, on their computer, and different things like that. Well, you are supposed to have that.
The law says you have to.
Your person.
That's right.
Your person.
Yeah,
you were supposed to have
You're not
that.
Supposed to get behind the wheel of a vehicle without your driver's license on your
correct.
Person.
That's
the law.
Correct.
Period. That's the law. You're not supposed to have. You're not supposed to get in a vehicle without a valid registration on it, tag, and a registration. You're not supposed to drive it.
That's
it ain't
right.
supposed to be on the road or have current insurance. Period.
Now,
that's the law.
Now I have two more for you.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Great Smoky Mountains National Park generated more than $10 million recreational fee revenue, which includes parking, tag sales, and camping fees, in the first year since launching the Park It Forward program.
Yeah.
The park plans use money to improve visitor safety, increase park ranger presence, and repair, enhance, and maintain public park facilities.
Yeah.
You know, we go up to the park quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning a trip for me and Henry, go spend the night, go tent camping up there, and it's semi-free, you know, very cost-effective way for you and your family to spend some time together, so take advantage of that. April, and we are the second day of April, it typically kicks off the most active 3 months for tornadoes in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And this year will be no exception, as a widespread multi-day severe weather outbreak is expected to impact tens of millions of Americans in the eastern half of the country between Monday and Tuesday. It already has. It's still affecting those right now. Widespread severe weather outbreak with storms packing large to very large hail, damaging winds, gusts, and tornadoes. This probably would have been good to have on the front side of the pack instead of the last page. So
that's okay.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Yes. So the greatest tornado threat is expected Monday evening. I was looking at a little something last night between central and eastern Oklahoma into southern Indiana. A few EF2 tornadoes and stronger. And northeastern Oklahoma, northwestern Arkansas, southwestern Missouri, and parts of Kansas. We could see some lingering thunderstorms Wednesday in the mid-Atlantic Carolinas, the Florida Peninsula, and storms continue to track towards the East Coast that include cities of Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Richmond, Virginia, Raleigh, and all along the I-95 corridor.
All right. Very good. All right. Well let's get into our swap shop items for today. And again, if you have an item right this second, give us a text, 577-1296, and we'll get that on for you. And I know some of you have been talking about it. We know Pastor's been talking about it, and we'll have more information tomorrow. And we'll start talking a little bit more about it coming up for the Marksman Mountain Music Camp for there in Georgia. And we'll be talking a little bit more about that on tomorrow. And then, of course, we've got some more information about the one that they're going to be doing here in July, and we'll start talking more about that in the coming days. And so stay tuned, and we'll get you that information as soon as it gets to our hot little hands. We'll make sure we get that to you. Okay.
I got cold hands.
No, I know, but that's okay. Our first swap shop item for today is a used electric clothes dryer. It's not the prettiest. You said purdy. It's not the purdiest.
Purdiest.
But it does work good, they say. They're asking $80. 828-329-1910, 329-1910.
If you're in the market for a miniature poodle, you can give them a call at 828-575-4118. This one is a female miniature poodle born the 15th of March last year. And it's good with kids and other animals. It's up to date on its shots and freshly groomed, $475 or best offer. That's 828-575-4118.
Here's several furniture items, and one is a wormy chestnut gun cabinet for $450, a king-size bedroom suit for $300, a full-size bedroom suit for $200, a hall tree for $200, and a small fold-down writing desk for $100, and also several other items. Contact the New Hope Church of God at 828-400-1189, 400-1189.
A Force Tactical, Force Tactical 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun. It's new in the box. There's a Glock 44 pistol, like new in the box, and a Marlin 4570, John Marlin, stamped with scope, and a Marlin 444 stamped, and several other lever guns that are stamped. Give them a call for prices and other information at 828-506-5809.
That sounds like a love offering time right there. Also, we've got some flower pens for sale. They're $2 each, and these proceeds to help their daughter pay for college expenses. Can meet in Fletcher any day except Wednesdays in the afternoon, or in Canton almost any time except on Wednesdays. You can call and leave a voicemail or send a text at 828-734-1807, 734-1807.
Here's some tires for sale. Terra Grapple G2 tires, size L2, 305, 55R20, 118S, 10-ply.
Yeah.
20-inch rims and 20-inch tires. There's a set of four, $800. Call Bob at 828-684-7037, 828-684-7037.
And here's for sale a Kenmore dishwasher. It's white. They're asking $300 or best offer. Also a Chanel Plum love seat and two chairs for $300. 877-3099. All right.
Well,
I think that'll do it for our Swap Shop items for today.
I think so.
All right. Let me just run through a couple of items here on our Carolina calendar.
Let me get over.
Folks over at Brother Tommy Hart, dear friend of mine,
yes,
pastor over at Brush Creek Chapel Baptist Church, invites you to revival services starting up next Monday, April the 8th through April the 12th at 7 o'clock each evening. Pastor Ricky Lee of the Midway Bible Baptist Church will be preaching, and Pastor Tommy Hart and the congregation welcome everyone. The church is located at 1323 Upper Brush Creek Road there in Fairview.
All right, and the Riverside Baptist Spring Tent Revival is going to be happening in Asheville, and they invite you to enjoy them, join them on the 15th through the 19th at 7 p.m. each evening. Pastor Killen Griffin and Pastor Jason Owens. The tent will be located next to Riverside Baptist Church at 871 Riverside Drive in Asheville, and everyone is welcome.
And again, we want to invite folks down to Crossroads again tonight for our revival service. I skipped a few. That's later on next month. Revival service is continuing tonight at 7 o'clock, and Brother Adam Edwards will be preaching tonight and tomorrow night, good Lord willing, and along with the Edwards family providing the music, along with some other church groups. So be there, and our church family, the Crossroads Baptist Church family, myself, invite you to come and be with us.
Well, Brother Eddie, looking out a little bit on the calendar,
mm-hmm,
go ahead and put it down, May the 24th and the 25th.
Okay.
The WNC Youth Meeting will be hosted by the Hemp Hill Baptist Church and Pastor Zach Plemons. Friday night services begin at 6:30, and Saturday is at 10 a.m. Youth choir practice will begin 30 minutes prior to each service, and the meeting will be held at the Smoky Mountain Event Center in Waynesville. It will feature Pastor Tim Gibbons, Killen Griffin, Ricky Gravely, Evangelist Jeremiah Simpson. Evangelist David Williams is the moderator, and everyone is welcome to attend. For more information, you can contact Pastor Plemons at 828-206-3227.
And coming up Saturday, the Maranatha Baptist Church in East Flat Rock invite you to their quarterly Shape Notes Singing Day from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Fellowship Hall. And they are in continuing their Shape Note tradition, singing of the State and Hilton Hill and Jackson families. They're going to take up a love offering for the scholarship fund for the Tri-City Gospel Music Camp. There'll be a time of food and fellowship after the singing. The Maranatha Baptist Church is located at 2511 Old Spartanburg Highway in East Flat Rock.
And the Cedar Mountain Baptist Church will be holding their second annual Wild Game Dinner on Saturday, April the 27th at 3 p.m. Along with various wild game selections, there will be door prizes and a silent auction. The speaker will be Neil Hatfield with a message from God that has been laid on his heart. If you and your family are planning to attend, please give the church office a call at 828-966-4812 in order to reserve your place and register for the prize.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, that's probably going to do it for us today,
yes,
for
sir,
our Swap Shop items as well as our Carolina calendar. Let us go out with a song, Brother Daniel. We'll go out with this song from another Share-a-thon group, the Matthews family, sing us out today. And I hope that you are planning on being in some of these meetings and go and worship. Aren't you glad that you live in a free country where you can go and freely worship the Lord? Thank you, Brother Daniel, for helping us out today. You continue to pray and have a great afternoon.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
It used to be so hard just to lift up my hands. Real liberty was something I just didn't understand. I was bound by circumstances only God knew. Say without a doubt, I'm free to worship, free to lift up my hands and praise the Lord. After all He's done for me, I've got so much to praise.
You're listening to WGCR, AM 720 and 94.